But has the news media been giving us the big picture on this, or just broadcasting the loudest noises? We also look at the downside of celebrity, a few more fleeting expletives, and the Dalai Lama. Is he a diplomat, a deity, or a funky monk in a purple pashmina? Well, it depends which paper you read. For all that and more, Media Watch, after 9 on Sunday morning with Chris Laidlaw on Radio New Zealand National.
That's a short forecast in midnight tonight. Northland's about number 2. This includes Coromandel Bay of Plenty in the Central Plateau. Squally showers, westerly gales in many places, snow showers on the desert road. Now, Gisborne through to Wairarapa, also Kapiti Coast and Wellington, mainly fine. A few showers, especially east of the Manawatu Gorge and near the ranges, and those westerly gales with severe gusts to 130 kilometres an hour between Napier and Masterton. Nelson, Marlborough and Canterbury mainly fine, but a few showers from Nelson and possibly about Banks Peninsula. Gale southwesters developing about the east coast later today. Buller and Westland, squally showers with hail, snow to 400 metres. The showers clearing south of Hokitika tonight. Fiordland, Southland and Otago, squally showers with snow to near sea level, bitterly cold southwest gales, with severe gusts to 120 k's in exposed places. And at the Chathams, showers with westerly gales. We'll have news and weather again at 11.
Coming up, end the rest of the program after 11 o'clock, Max Boutteray, who's a Nelson restaurateur, is going to be talking about pork belly. Mary Robertson talking about citrus, growing citrus. And Arthur Basing talking about some mutually acceptable children's music. A couple of emails. Oh, Paul Callaghan last week made the observation, he was talking about smell, and he made the observation that of all the senses, smell is the one you can't recall to yourself. Is that what he said? You know what I mean. You can't remember it. You can remember bits of music and you can remember what something looks like, but you can't bring back the smell thing. Anyway, I've been debating this with people all week. Some people say this is wrong and some people say, yes, that's true. And I got a very nice email which said it's by. I was very interested in what Paul had to say on perfume and particularly that one cannot recall any smell. Well, last Saturday morning, at approximately 5.30 a.m., I dreamt of my husband for the first time since his death 18 months ago. It was amazing and profoundly comforting because as the dream faded and I opened my eyes, I was immediately aware of his distinct smell, a lovely, calming smell of a most loving and loved husband. I lay there reluctant to move a muscle for several minutes, but his smell disappeared within seconds. I was flabbergasted at the intense reality of not only my dream that I had longed for, but the smell of his 80-year-old body that I loved. Lauren writes, and this is apropos of the interview we did last week with the cook about pork, also leg of pork was the recipe. And Lauren says that my friend did the spiced leg of pork featured in last week's program. Not a wine buff, clearly. The recipe called for 6 cups of red wine. My friend used a bottle and a half of her partner's treasured 12-year-old Penfold Grange. It was delicious. It's a different world, isn't it? I'm a regular listener to your program. This is why it slipped under the pile, but it's in relation to the school journal interviews that we did, and it's somebody with such good recall that they deserve to be remembered for it. It reminded me, they say, the school journal interview reminded me of something I remember from the 1930s. I attended the Epsom Primary School in Auckland, and I recall a poem that appeared in a journal of that time. And Mr. East was a school inspector, a most friendly and humorous man. The poem appeared on the front page of one issue of the school journal, to which Mr. East provided an alternate last line. This is how I remember it today. William the Conqueror, 1066, said to his captains, I mean to affix England to Normandy. go out and borrow some bows and some arrows. We're starting tomorrow. So, William went conquering hither and thither till Angles and Saxons were all of a jitter. He conquered so quickly you couldn't keep count of the counties he conquered. And then he conked out.
Oh. Some have said,
why doesn't Neville Jordan mention the other New Zealanders on the Peking to Paris?